we will call the Troy J. Water monthly meeting to order at 6:34. And a motion to approve the minutes of the July 23rd, 2024 meeting.
I'll make that motion to approve the minutes as posted.
I'll second it.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any additions or deletions to the agenda?
No.
Deja vu.
Okay. And Terry will pass along our approval for invoice approvals.
Yeah, there's this big dead spot right in that.
We got some chemical feed pumps. I think that's probably the LMR pumps.
My turn. Everybody's whispering, but I'm not. Whispering. All right, the Troy Pump Station project. I know we talked about developing a job description for a project manager for that, but in the meantime, I've actually talked with the fellow from Mountain Air that they've worked at that pump station before. They did the original installation of what's there now. And anyway, I brought him down there. I met him there to just look over the mechanical end of stuff. And I was talking about the whole situation. And he has a couple different site contractors that they've done projects similar to that with before. So on last Friday, I met Tyler Rob Toy is his name from Mountain Air. I met him and another fella that's a site contractor, and they're gonna work up the price to do the only thing that would, of course, the electrical we know is on D&D, The only thing I would have to do is coordinate the bypass pumping or anything. Dealing with what's coming in while there's work going on in the tank, basically. And I would deal with taplins on that. So I held off on doing anything because I'm hoping that we're not even going to have to hire anybody. If we can get a couple of contractors at work, because Mountaineer would carry the site work on, so we'll get one quote, we'll deal with one contractor, and they can coordinate everything between themselves. So we don't need somebody to do that coordination. So I'm hoping, I don't think there's any reason why it shouldn't happen, by next meeting we should have actually a quote on getting it done. It still isn't going to happen this year, but, you know, because we still don't even have the equipment's ordered, but we still don't have it all on site yet or anything, so. But,
how did you manage to think of that?
Well, I was going to talk to, I wanted to, I've been trying right. to just keep marching forward on
yeah,
it. And I wanted to talk, the Mountaineers, who I would, if I were doing it, I would definitely get a price from them for the mechanical anyway. And so I just, we're working with them on a project at the plant right now anyway, so I was talking to him about it, and he's like, oh, I'll meet you down here sometime and look it over, and so that's how it kind of started.
So is it typical that they would take on the coordination of the site work
as well? Yeah, yep. He's actually done several projects, not exactly like this, but similar to this, where they've had site work and mechanical work all in one, so.
Well, yeah, so this quote's going to include being the project manager? What do they call that?
Well, yeah, it won't even, yeah, it shouldn't, that's the beauty of this potentially is that
you won't
there's
need
not going
to
be a big chunk of money in the
yeah.
bid that is for management.
Yeah.
The bid that we did receive, I guarantee a big chunk of that was construction management. You know, I don't even think, because they weren't even from Vermont, I don't even think they were going to send a crew over here. They were probably, because I know that they had reached out to local contractors for pricing, so they were just going to manage it and make all the money. So I think we can lop that right out of the whole thing.
That's awesome.
We'll
Steve.
See.
There's
a couple of questions that they posed that I've relayed to the engineer. I'm waiting for some answers on. Once I can give them that information, I told them if there's anything else, if they need pictures or anything or something, you know, measurements of something or whatever, that I can get it to them. But we'll see. Hopefully we'll get a reasonable price and just
That's awesome.
Do it semi-in-house, but, you
yeah,
know, I'll have
yeah.
to be the ones coordinating.
Yeah, yeah.
And what would your timeline or your hopes to have it completed in 2025, like... early spring
both the contractors I met with Hunt as well, so we all were in agreement it has to happen before deer season next year.
Okay.
So hopefully we'll see. Yeah, again, it'll depend
that's
on
a pretty big span
that's
of time.
That's quite a big window.
Sometime anytime between December 15th of this year and October 1st of next
year. Yeah.
You should narrow that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some of I mean, we were talking about starting in the spring.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know. The only thing we don't know about the site, because it is wet around there, and I don't know how much fill there is right there. So, you know, the excavation inside the berm, I don't know how bad it'll be. So, but there's actually an existing sump there. It's a 6-inch pipe with a cap on it that I think we could pop the cap and get an idea what the ground level, you know, groundwater level is.
Anything like this, you're probably at the mercy of Mother Nature to
begin
with anyway.
Yeah.
So.
I think we're slated to have an average winter snowfall this year.
Yeah.
Have you heard that?
No.
Yeah, I think average is better than below average.
Sure. Or above average.
Above average would be good too.
Yeah.
But.
I didn't listen to that.
Yeah. So, to be continued, we'll see. Hopefully by next month I'll have something that we can at least consider. And the stormwater permit renewal. I mentioned last month. So the engineer's working on it. He's getting a notice. There should be, I don't know if it's complete yet, but they're working on a notice of intent because that has to be filled out by an engineer. They're working on that. I'm assuming I should hear something from them about they'll have to come out to a site visit and draw up a report. And then, I don't know, I'm hoping it's not going to be, remember when we renewed it before? Terry, they had, because it was, we kind of consolidated a number of different permits down there.
Mm-hmm.
And it required recording a bunch of stuff, so I'm hoping it's not going to be that, because that was just seemed like a big waste of time, but we'll see as we go forward. But we've done everything, you're not supposed to have a lot of vegetation and certainly no trees or anything and all that, so we cut some trees out of there and it's all, everything's all set. Just waiting on them. So, but they are working on it. The renewal was due by the end of July, so we're late with that, but I'd already talked to the state. And when I realized that, I thought it was going to be a simple, fill out an application renew it, and it wasn't. So I told them at that time, we didn't even have an engineer lined up, so we just go forward from there. But,
is that annual?
No, it's
like every, did you?
It's every 5 years.
I thought it was.
And I didn't even realize that, but it's every 5 years. We had the stormwater permit stuff was just, it just came out of the blue 5 years ago.
Yeah, 5 years ago.
You know, it was something the engineers got the permits originally down there and never handed anything over to us. And gotcha. So we started getting the renewal notices 5 years ago and went through it. And, but so that's happening.
Okay.
Hopefully it'll happen faster than the pump station project. But that's it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Terry, you're next.
Thanks, Steve.
I have two, maybe you know who this is. Probably Steve does too. He can tell you about it. These are two connections, two new allocations for Jay. The second one you have.
One of them, I think they, it's some, because somebody.
Contractor, came. Somebody went and saw you on that one.
Yeah. Kuchers. Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, I don't know about this other one. I don't know if it's because sometimes I might have talked to him a while ago.
Yeah, and I just got that in the mail. I didn't know if you discussed it or what, or how he would have gotten it. So, I'm assuming he's. Must
might
know
even
somebody
got it right
or
along even. Yeah.
They're both in the foothills up beyond the Cedarwood.
Sold a lot.
Must be.
Is that something?
I know. Now they're taking off up in
nothing
there.
Nothing went on there for 10 years. I was here in the last 3 years. It's been crazy.
They have to have you look at this though before, or are they just tying in?
No, they reach out. Sometimes I get somebody will reach out to me just to ask how to go about connecting to it, like,
okay.
You know, and I send them to Terry. But sometimes the contractor will come because up there they have not the whole thing, but a lot of lots they already have this one main in, and they put stubs out for the individual lots.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll come trying to, figure out where they're supposed to connect or whatever. Everybody assumes they're supposed to get to a manhole, but they put stubs in. And we have a one sheet as built for that, and it shows the stubs, but nothing is stationed or there's no ties or anything. So we just scale off from the plans, and I make them a copy of that section of it, and that's
what we do.
The best they have.
We would just have to approve giving a unit to each one of these. My question would be, Terry, do you get, after if we approve it, how do you get the, are they have 30 days
for the sewer hookup, the allocation, the $1,000?
Yeah, the connection.
Yes.
The connection fees.
Yeah.
And you track that to make sure you get it?
Well, we get it. Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely. And one of them's already been paid. The other one's already, she paid both at the same time. I believe,
okay, this
right?
This one is
yeah.
not.
Yeah, no, that
yeah,
one
that
is not.
That one did. Okay, this
yeah.
one's missing. Okay, I just
yeah.
wanted to make sure.
Sign, yeah.
I make a motion we approve an one allocation to 24 Tuckaway West for a Daniel Henney, Heney. And I make a motion we do one unit to a Paula, oh boy, I am going to butcher that last name, Halbedl, for one unit. They have paid all their fees. The prior one still owes the $1,000.
I'll second it.
How do you spell that last name?
H-A-L.
Yeah.
B-E-D-L.
Are there people who own Derby Village?
I'm going to guess yes.
Yeah.
I'm guessing yes.
Yeah,
this one is, I think. And this,
yeah.
whoops, this one's located at 150 Foothills
yeah,
Drive.
That's.
I think that's
right up by Kathy and Bill.
You are going to sign there. Right there.
Yeah.
Yep.
The Foothills, is that where Peggy used to live?
No.
That's just outside of jail.
Oh, on the left hand side.
Just above the, yes, above the left, the development.
Got it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's Cordy's development. And the other item I have is for the Troy end. Nick Bouchard has an open lot behind Rucci's garage.
Mm-hmm.
And also where the Masonic Lodge used to be. And he'd like to give up both of those sewer allocations. He may reconnect at a later date, but he doesn't know how long it's going to take. And so he would like to give up those two for 45 South Pleasant Street and 76 South Pleasant Street in Troy.
So that doesn't require any board action, correct? I mean, that's his choice.
I think it just goes in the minutes, or do we approve? I think we approve, you approve the disconnection.
I'm going to think you are going to approve the disconnection due to the fact that I'm sure he's being billed on a quarterly basis for
right.
each of those units.
Which will end, yeah.
So that would take those two units off of billing for
okay,
him.
Okay, that makes sense.
Is he, did, does he know that he'd have the whole new process
yep,
of it?
Absolutely.
Though he does, okay.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure he knows that before,
yeah.
okay.
All right, so I'll make that motion that we disconnect water,
sewer. You've already done
that.
The water.
We did the water.
To 45 South Pleasant Street and 76 South Pleasant Street.
I will second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
The last thing I have, and I had a question more of the pre-buy from Oil Supply for oil this year is $3. I need to call them as I looked at this tonight after it was too late. Last year we had quite a little bit of money left over because you're not using what you were, right, in oil in there.
Yeah, because we're hardly heating anything with that boiler anymore because it leaks everywhere.
Exactly, so I don't know. You know basically how much you're not heating like you used to heat. Is it beneficial to take a chance and pre-buy some, or do
how did
you
we
know
do last year?
Let me see what we did last year. I know we had
because this, yeah, isn't it better to have some left over than to be short? Because then, if you're short, you're paying a premium cost.
Yeah, but you don't get it.
Right, but in the beginning, you're only paying the...
Oh, you don't get it back? I thought there was a credit that comes back to you.
Last year, we bought 1,700 gallons and paid $5,100 at $3 a gallon. And right now, we're sitting at a credit of $765. I don't know what happens with that credit. I don't know if we've lost it because it's pre-bought and anything left over, or if the credit goes on to this year. I will make that call tomorrow.
I guess they would have that just sitting on the account and come.
But would they?
That's what I would
think. I would hope so that it was...
Yeah.
It's money that was given.
They still owe you those gallons. It doesn't matter when.
But if the rate, like if the price had gone up, like how long...
Is it the same rate per gallon, though?
The above gallons must be delivered between October 1st, 2024 and April 30th. Any after-contracted amount have been delivered will be priced at the market value at delivery time. But it has to be delivered from August 1st to April 30th.
So we're going
to
have
the last bill was... Well, May 10th was the last bill last year.
Yeah. So I mean, I'm just speculating. I would say if we get a delivery, say next week, it's going to be whatever the price is currently to come off that dollar value. We're not going to lose our dollar value.
I hope
not.
I hope not.
It's going to be more per gallon, is what I'm thinking.
Yeah, those dollars won't get us
many
gallons.
Right. Yes.
But I think between this and what we spent last year, I don't think you need 1,700 gallons.
No.
So can you make a motion to... Do you want to, I don't know how you'd guess how many gallons either,
I was
going
to say,
right?
How many gallons? Do they send you a receipt each time, Terry, to show the gallons?
Yeah.
I wonder if we could just see what we had.
So they don't do a budget plan like gallons.
So Anne has a good point. What if you take the amount of money that you have in credit and you divide that by your amount per gallon...
Right.
Then that tells you how many gallons we had left, and then we can subtract that from
That's
the 1,700.
I don't think $765.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
No,
it's $760.
I would be angry.
And it was $3, Terry.
$1,700.
Yeah, $3.
$765,
and it's $3.
$765.
About 255 gallons, which is one average is.
What's
your tank size? It's only 255. 255.
So if we...
What if you just kept it the same?
I would reduce it. Because we had a
mild
winter, and I'd keep that the same, too.
Yeah.
But you don't... But you don't use as much either.
No, but we'll use as much this year. I mean, we're heating the same amount of space this year as we were last year.
Okay, so keep it the same. Okay, so it'd be $1,700. It'd come up to $5,100
if you want to
do that. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll have you sign this.
So do you need a motion, Terry?
Yeah.
All right. So I'll make a motion that we pre-buy through the Oil Supply Corporation. $1,700 gallons of number two fuel at a fixed price of, is it $3? $3 per gallon.
Yeah, it'd be $3 because you're not using a credit card.
Yep. Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
I'll second it.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Do you want to sign that?
It's an awful high price. My pellets are due to pick up now.
Who's seconded that? Anybody?
Leanne seconded. Gaston made the motion. Leanne seconded.
And that's all I have.
Okay. Do we need a motion or any need to enter executive session for any reason?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. I don't think so. Okay.
There is?
Yeah. Personnel.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, there is.
All right.
Okay, sure.
So I'll make a motion that we enter executive session to discuss a personnel issue. And the board would like to invite Steve, Pat, and Terry to executive session with us.
I'll second that.
Second.
Council Committee is coming out of executive session at 7:15.
I'll make a motion that we set until the 29th of October board meeting for the employee to take the certification test required to continue employment at the wastewater plant.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any other business?
Move to adjourn.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. We are adjourning at 7:16.